This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales and installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb area with an over 50-year hometown reputation. That is Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. The first drug to show to slow Alzheimer's hit the U.S. market over a year ago, but sales have lagged and diagnosis and treatment remains complicated. Major hospital systems have taken months to iron out plans to administer Leqembi, which requires regular infusions and imaging scans. Some health insurers have rejected coverage, and doctors expect that some patients will hesitate to take Leqembi. Doctors say it will take years to learn more about how the drug works outside the controlled studies that led to its approval. A bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows has spread to more than two dozen herds in eight states. That comes weeks after the nation's largest egg producer found the virus in its chickens. Health officials continue to stress that the risk to the public is low and the U.S. food supply remains safe and stable. Commercial milk remains safe and available because pasteurization, a high heat treatment, kills bacteria and viruses. But there is limited information about possible transmission of the virus in unpasteurized milk or cheese products. Oakland officials have voted in favor of changing the name of the city's airport to San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport, despite San Francisco threatening a lawsuit over what it says is a trademark violation. The Board of Commissioners for the Port of Oakland voted unanimously Thursday to approve the name change and scheduled a second reading on the issue for May 9th. The airport is currently called Oakland International Airport. Oakland Airport officials say travelers unfamiliar with the region fly into San Francisco's airport, even if their destination is closer to the Oakland Airport across the bay. Perhaps the top perk for the 60 players who survived the wind at the Masters was getting a more pleasant weekend at Augusta National. Flags are flapping Saturday morning instead of crackling. There should be enough wind to create doubt, but the third round is shaping up to be more about scoring than surviving. Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, and Max Homa are tied at the top. The weekend also includes Tiger Woods. It always does at the Masters when he has been healthy enough to play. Woods has set the record for the Masters with his 24th cut in a row. He is seven shots back of the leaders. The former longtime interpreter for the L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani has agreed to undergo court-ordered gambling addiction treatment after federal prosecutors accused him of stealing $16 million from the Japanese baseball player to pay off gambling debts. Ipe Mizuhara's initial appearance in federal court on Friday marked the first time the interpreter has been seen in public since the scandal exploded last month. Mizuhara's attorney says he is seeking an agreement with the government to resolve the case. Ohtani says he is very grateful for the investigation and wants to focus on baseball going forward. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Hello, some glass. This is TJ.
Hello, this is Cinderella. My evil stepmother and stepsisters have broken some windows in the house and the windshield of the car. Can you help?
Cinderella, yes, we can. We do automotive, home, and mobile glass repair.
Oh, wonderful. Do you have any glass slippers?
No, but I can assure you that our specialists will make all the glass insulation slip in and fit right.
Will it be done by midnight?
Once the appointment is set, the work will be done quick.
Oh, Thumb Glass, you are truly my Prince Charming of glass installation.
For the best jobs on home, automotive, and mobile glass replacement, come see us at Thumb Glass, next to Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. Call Thumb Glass at 989-269-8131.
In state news, rookie Marcus Sasser scored 24 points in his hometown debut, including 13 straight Detroit points during a stretch of the third quarter. And the Pistons beat the Dallas Mavericks 107-89 on Friday night. The Pistons led for most of the game against a Maverick team that was without Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. Chimesi Metu scored 18 points for Detroit, matching a career high with 4 3-pointers. Jalen Hardy scored a season-high 25 points off the bench for the Mavericks. Lansing's police chief says two officers and a suspect have sustained non-life-threatening injuries during an exchange of gunfire. Chief Ellery Sosby says detectives conducting an investigation found the male suspect behind an apartment building Wednesday morning and called for backup. He says patrol officers responded and officers and the suspect exchanged gunfire. Sosby did not provide specific information about the injuries and did not identify the officers or the suspect. He spoke at a news conference Wednesday and said Michigan State Police has taken over the investigation. And I'll take a look at your local news on WLEW after this.
This is TJ from Thumb Glass besides Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. If you have damaged automotive glass, see Thumb Glass first. Major insurance companies may want you to go with an out-of-town glass replacement company in their network, but you have the choice. Thumb Glass accepts all insurances. With our over 70-year reputation using top-quality Dynatrol products, you will have the best guaranteed installation. Choose local. See Thumb Glass before you call your insurance company. We'll take care of you. For residential glass, automotive glass, and more, call Thumb Glass besides Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. 989-269-8131.
In local news, a shopping trip by bus is being planned as a fundraiser for the Mayville Sunflower Festival. The shopping trip will be on Saturday, May 11th, to the Eastern Market and to Detroit's Greektown District. Participants will enjoy about 2.5 hours of shopping at the 183-year-old outdoor farmers market, which encompasses more than 43 acres. The market is a large hub for the state's food industry, with retailers, wholesales, and vendors. During the trip, participants will spend about 3 hours checking out Greektown. Shopping trip will be a fundraiser for Mayville Sunflower Festival and all it has to offer at its wide variety of restaurants, the casinos, and more. The cost for the day-long event is $57 per person. The bus outing starts at 8 a.m. and then returns to the Mayville Museum. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales and installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb area with an over 50-year hometown reputation. That is Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe.